Hey, Rob Riggle. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us on WTOP.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're here. We're talking your new series on Discovery Channel, Rob Riggle, Global Investigator. Before we get to that, you know, the big news of the day. Are you staying safe, man? Are you staying indoors? How's your life at the moment?
I am absolutely playing by the rules. I am staying at home. I am social distancing. I'm washing my hands. God forbid I have to cough. If I do, I do it into a sleeve. I'm hunkered down with my family. I'm reading books. I'm working out. I'm trying to make the best use of my time. I'm doing what everybody in America should be doing right now. I think we're behind the curve currently on this thing, and we need to get ahead of the curve. And the best way to do that is to flatten the curve. So I think that's what that's what all this quarantining is all about. And if people play by the rules, we'll get through it faster.
Absolutely, I agree. Did you have to did you have to halt any stand up gigs or any TV gigs or anything?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of stuff canceled. I was in the middle of shooting Holy Moly Australia, the Australia version. Thank goodness we got the American version done and in the can before all this stuff started. So that you'll see that on ABC this summer, Holy Moly season 2. But yeah, we had to cancel the Australian version. We had to. I had a lot of engagements in April and May that have been canceled. My big charity event in Kansas City for Children's Mercy Hospital, unfortunately, we had to cancel. It's been tough, you know, for everybody. Everybody's had their lives and their work postponed. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. And I know everybody's dying to get back to work and get back out there and socially engage again, but we got to get ahead of this thing before we can do that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, at least, you know, it seems like, you know, with the ABC thing and then this Discovery Channel thing, at least you got enough under your belt that was already shot and filmed in post and everything, so that your face, it'll keep your face out there over this time and hopefully – you know, cover the gap there. All right, well, let's talk Discovery Channel's Rob Riggle, Global Investigator. You travel the globe and looking at mysteries and legends. Do tell, in case our listeners don't know anything, give them the premise here.
Well, yeah, so I've been lucky enough. I've hosted Shark Week on Discovery Channel for the last 2 years, and the people at Discovery approached me and asked if I wanted to do a show, and I'm a fan of the Discovery Channel. I've been watching my whole life. So, given the opportunity, of course, I want to go around the world solving mysteries like Indiana Jones. And they said yes, which I was like, huh? Okay, that's fantastic. So, look, I'm a history buff, so this show is going to have history. This show is going to have mystery. It's going to have adventure. And what I bring to it is it's going to have some humor. It's going to have some, we're going to have fun doing all this stuff. So I really feel like it's a show the whole family can enjoy because it has all the elements, I think. It's a show that I would want to watch. And that was, I had a very talented screenwriter one time tell me, write what you want to see. And so this is, as a fan of Discovery, this is a show I would want to see on Discovery Channel. It, to me, in a nutshell, it's Indiana Jones meets the Pink Panther. That's the show.
Well, Dr. Jones, remember, only penitent men will pass.
there you go.
You haven't stepped out onto any invisible bridges or anything like that, hopefully. So hopefully you're okay.
No invisible bridges.
But what are some of the spots around? You know, obviously don't want to spoil too much, but you know, give us a smattering of some of the maybe locations or archaeological digs you go on.
Oh yeah, well we go in search of the lost city of Atlantis. We go in search of the Holy Grail. We go in search of Black Caesar's treasure. You know, there's all kinds of mystery and history out there that we go looking into. And look, I'm a history buff, but I'm no archaeologist. But we go talk to experts in their field. We go talk to historians. We go talk to archaeologists. So we do get expert opinions on what's believable, what's not believable, why something is feasible, why something's not feasible. And we have fun doing it, which that's the key. We have fun doing it. And the adventure part is, you know, we go scuba diving into caves. We go scuba diving off the coast of some ancient ruins. We find underground ruins, and we find things that are fascinating and have so much to tell. So there's always that element. And then, of course, we have fun. We laugh. We enjoy ourselves, which I think is a key part of life. You've got to be able to have fun while you do these things. And so that's what I do. Hopefully people will watch. If you watch, it's this Thursday, so tomorrow night. Thursdays at 9 p.m. But this Thursday, you can actually see the first three episodes. And they're awesome. They're fun, hour-long episodes. Again, grab the family, grab some popcorn, sit down, and enjoy, because you may learn something, and you'll definitely have a laugh.
Awesome. Well, I know at the moment the sports world is sort of shut down, but the NFL draft looks like it's still going to happen. We'd love seeing you on Fox NFL Sunday. Talk about how much fun that is. And also, you know, had you been watching what Kimmel was doing and Frank Caliendo, you know, those were like huge shoes to fill. Did you admire their work? And when then you got the nod, were you like, all right, I got to step up to this thing because those guys crushed it?
Yeah, look, Jimmy Kimmel did it for 7 years. Frank Caliendo did it for 9 years. I'm in my eighth season. I love doing it. It's totally a blast. What Frank did, he's a savant. He is a genius when it comes to impersonation. I don't think there's anybody better. And so that was kind of what he did. He would impersonate John Madden. He would impersonate all these great people for his segment. And that was fun. And Jimmy, you know, he focused on giving the guys at the desk just a hard time. And I do more sketch and character stuff. So you know, you got to be true to yourself. I wasn't going to try to do impersonations like Frank because I can't do like Frank. That's what makes him so special. That's why he does what he does. What I do though is more sketch comedy, so that's what I brought to it, and I think it's been going well for the last 8 years. People seem to enjoy it, so I love doing it, and I'm a huge fan of the NFL and sports, so it just feels right, and I love doing it.
Awesome. Final question before we let you run. I gotta ask you, how much fun in The Hangover was it shooting those darts at the guys as the cops? I mean, that certain movies, man, you just smile when you think about your first time watching them, and that one just was so effing funny. So how much of a blast was it to be with, you know, Cooper and Helms and Galifianakis and all those guys?
It was a blast. It was an absolute blast. I had actually known the director, Todd Phillips, for a while back in New York. Ed Helms and I had worked together at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York. And I had met Zach. The comedy world's kind of small, so I'd met him. I'd never met Bradley until then. And yet we had a great couple of days of filming, and Todd was great because he let us improvise a lot. Most of those lines were not in the original script. They were made up in the spot, in the moment. And a lot of them stayed in the movie, which I was really, really glad and happy that happened, because it made it more natural. It made it more fun. And everybody played well together. And, yeah, I'm just honored to be part of such a cool, iconic movie.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time. I mean, from SNL to Daily Show, I mean, it's been a great run. So keep it going with Rob Riggle, Global Investigator, airing Thursdays on Discovery Channel, everybody. Hey, thanks, Rob. You're great.
Awesome. Thank you, man.